Anybody except for the radio?
I would love to use the radio. Yeah.
You know I've had feelings for you for a long time.
We'd be good together. I'm a good cook. You like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them.
I have dream journals about you filled pages.
I know you can hear me.
We love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
A hard living with a calloused hand, an innocent kiss, a little bit of fun. No need to worry, 'cause it's all.
soft shoes. Pull off your tie. Pull on your bootstrap. Kiss the workday goodbye. Throw off your worries. Kick up your heels. Let yourself go now. See how it feels. I don't care about the clothes you wear. I don't care about the style of your hair. I don't care if you're a woman or a man. Just get your feet on the floor and dance. Everybody let's dance. Come on, come on, dance. Let's dance. For some talent, yeah, you know what I mean. I don't know what you got on your mind. I don't know what you're leaving behind. I don't care if it's a wedding or a wake. Just take your lives in your hands and there's someone waiting on you. Get up and do what you do. You won't regret it at all. Just get up off your ass. Everybody let's
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea?
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree?
How'd you like to stay up late, like the islanders do?
Ooh, wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe.
If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
islanders do. Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe.
If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
Aloha, hey, aloha, hey, aloha.
Hey, what's up? This is Carissa Johnson. I'm here at Studio A, and I'm going to play my song Supermoon for you today. I wrote this a long time ago, but I've been bringing it back in my acoustic set, so I'm going to bring it right back and play it for you today.
Ooh. Well, I almost forgot about the time when we were kids, a particular summer, and the things that we did. We waited and waited for all the time it took for some things that we got from the back pages of an old comic book. It was 1962, believe it or not, and things still move so slow. It was a genuine Dick Tracy wristwatch radio. We had so much fun, we all tried it on. But halfway through the day, it got flushed down the john. We cried and we ranted, and it didn't make sense. But about half an hour later, we were sitting, laughing, eating popsicles out on the back fence. You can lose your wallet. You can lose your gold. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can ever really own. Robbie got a girl knocked up, but they wouldn't let her be his wife. They sent him off somewhere to have the baby. They wouldn't let them wreck their life. And Robbie became a drunk to smother all the things he felt. He came home from junior high school one day and hung himself with his karate belt. The girl got married, and she works in a shoe store. Sometimes I see her, and I wonder if she thinks of him anymore. You can lose your baby. You can lose your soul. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can ever really own. Once I had a girlfriend, right back at the start. She took all my love, and she broke my heart. Well, I can't get her back now, though she wants to be with me. See, she's not the same girlfriend that she once used to be. She calls me late at night when she's so all alone, driving blindly into the path that we once used to own. You can lose your wallet. You can lose your soul. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can never.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for fast, FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This time every year, the kids ask me, what is a Santa Claus? And I kind of smile and I remember when I was their age, and the wonderment and excitement that was Santa Claus comes back to me. This magical, mystical creature who once a year brings so much happiness to so many people is with us again. And I remember. I remember what my mother used to tell me when I asked her about Santa Claus. She'd sit down and lift me to her lap and say, son, Santa Claus is many things. He's a world traveler, a toy inventor, a diplomat, and he has the biggest and best delivery system ever devised. He's a genius and can pack more sleds, bicycles, and dolls, and candy, and blocks, and toy cars, and airplanes into one bag than anyone else. And he can even get a supersonic robot who will play with a little boy in there too. He receives more mail than the president, makes more trips than the secretary of state, and gives your daddy more funny neckties than he knows what to do with. He's seen everywhere, standing on street corners, in department stores, on billboards, and some even say they've seen him high in the sky in his sleigh. Santa Claus loves little children and animals and has 7 wonderful reindeer that go with him every year when he makes his visits around the world. He has more friends and more helpers than anyone else on Earth. And he loves the cold weather so much that he lives at the North Pole. best of all, he doesn't ask much for his services, just that all little girls and boys be good and fair and grow up that way to make the world a better place and Santa's job a little easier. And so when the children ask me, what is a Santa Claus, I tell them what my mother told me, and it makes them happy. And I think when my mother told me, it made her very, very happy too.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's bringing lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child tonight will spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
ain't got no special rider here. Ain't got no special rider here. Ain't got nobody to run and feel my care. Ride the southern, watch a special rising sun. You ride the southern, watch a special rising sun. Special rider, she'll for sitting around singing these special rider blues.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
One, two, three.
Thanks very much.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's bringing lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. and every mother's child tonight will spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to
above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without.